Time for our weekly feature here on the Sports Guys, the Hay Rice and Associates Athlete of the Week. Each week we introduce a Hay Rice and Associates Athlete of the Week, and this week we go to the Liberal High School wrestling program. Number one ranked, Haylin Martinez, who is 23-0 this season after a big win at Garden City on Tuesday night. So, Haylin, off to a great start to your season after winning the state championship last year. What's this kind of start mean to you as we get ready for bigger and bigger meets as we go along?
It's a lot of expectations. I think I've been doing good. You know, like, I know I've accomplished a lot, but I go out there wrestling like any other match. Like, I have nothing to lose, which, I mean, I know I probably have a lot to lose, but I go out there just with an open mind, just wrestling.
Tough loss as a team against Garden City, but you got the win in your bout. So take us through that match and what it took to win it.
It wasn't too tough of a match. I think at the beginning I just kind of started off a little rough because it's kind of intimidating. Their duels there, like with the spotlight, and they have a big crowd, and it was their senior night. And it just kind of started off a little rough, but then I got a couple takedowns, and then she started on bottom, and then I got on top, and then I kind of did an arm bar on her, and then I pinned her.
How do you get yourself ready throughout the week at practice and then leading up to at the event, leading up to the tournament or the duel?
I kind of just keep an open mind, just work hard at practice. I know however I practice how I'm going to perform, eat well the week of, start cutting down, not cut the night before, and just drink a lot of water.
You started out in basketball, turned to wrestling. Wrestling and being involved in this sport, what has that meant for you?
It's a very different sport. I think it is the hardest sport I've ever done. It really doesn't compare to basketball or any other sport I've ever done. And I think I've gained a lot of discipline from it. And it's also like a really good team that we have. And we're really supportive of each other, which is something I've really never had in a team.
You won the state championship last year, so you had all that build up to winning it. Now this year you're coming off that state championship, and you mentioned how you try to keep things a lot the same. Winning a state championship into the year after that, what motivates you day by day after that last year?
Just to keep thinking, like, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter until you win again. Like, you're not a winner until you do it again, I feel like. And just to stick to my simple moves, sometimes I get a little, like, flustered, and I like to do things I don't really do, and then the match just starts going bad. So going back to just, like, basic stuff that I do very well, just that's how I do good and how, yeah.
Really worked hard this offseason. Hey, Lynn, describe to listeners some of the things you did in the summer and in the offseason to be ready for your senior year.
Coming off of school state, I started doing freestyle, which is another different type of wrestling style, so kids freestyle state. I started off with that, and then I qualified for national duels, which was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with Team Kansas, and then after that was Fargo Nationals, which is one of the biggest wrestling tournaments in the country. It's a very hard tournament. I had over 100 girls in my bracket, and I made it to a 16-man bracket, so I went 2-2 there, which I'm going back again this year, and I'm hoping for a better – I expect better for myself. And then after that, I went to a couple other events too, and I went to a preseason nationals, which was in Des Moines, Iowa, in October. That's where I kind of spent my Halloween, and I placed fourth there. That was also pretty tough. I wrestled a lot. I lost to some really good girls, which was good because it's a good experience and helps me when I come back to like regular high school season, because I've experienced a lot tougher and I know there's a lot better. And then I had bragging rights, which was in Rose Hill, Kansas, and I had to wrestle a girl that my only Kansas girl that I lost to last year, and I beat her this year. And then we started the season.
Amazing. In other words, she wrestled her tail off. A lot of work into it this offseason for Haylin Martinez, who's now 23-0. And looking ahead to next week, have Lamar at home in the Big House Tuesday. And then next weekend at this time will be the Rocky Welton. So what are you looking forward to about those two events?
For Lamar, I'm excited to wrestle home. I always like wrestling home. And I know the girl I'm going to wrestle is pretty tough because I've wrestled her twice. And I'm just ready for a good match, a longer match, I expect. And then for Rocky Welland, it's a hard tournament. I got third last year. I lost a match there, and it was against a Colorado girl, so Colorado wrestling is really good, and they're just at a different level, and I expect to see a lot of good girls there and get some good matches in, and just expect more than any other tournament we've gone to.
Hey, Lynn, coaches, how do the coaches here on staff help you?
I think Borjas is a really good coach, and he's very committed to us, especially coming in every morning at 5 in the morning. It's hard, but he does it. Just whoever needs to cut weight, he's always here for us, and whenever we have questions, he's always there. And also Coach Torres, he's really well with teaching, especially for heavyweights. He knows what to do from what spots. And Cindy, she's always there. Like, I don't know, we wouldn't be a team without Cindy. She keeps everything organized. She knows what's best for us. So, yeah, we have a good coaching staff.
And your family, how's your family help support you, hey, Lynn?
My parents go to every duel and tournament, whatever I've ever had, which I feel like it's lucky, especially this season. They've gone to everything, and I've won so far, which, I mean, even if I lose, I don't care. I still love it when they go, so it's just nice to have them there, especially when I'm, like, down. Just know that there's people there.
That's awesome stuff. Hey, Lynn Martinez is our Hay Rice and Associates Athlete of the Week. Also walks in her faith. She's an FCA and member of the Bridge at First Southern Baptist Church in Liberal. You can watch Hay Lynn Tuesday night in the Big House against Lamar. She is 23-0 and ranked number one. Hay Lynn Martinez, Hay Rice and Associates Athlete of the Week. Keep up the good work, Hay Lynn. Thank you.
Thank you.